Got a lot of ideas.
Let's hear them.
Okay. So starting to some things that are already happening, but I think that are just too common sense now to occur. One is I think that registering to vote. So, you know, before you vote, you have to register. I think that's going to become either an automatic or a digital process. So a couple states across the country are experiencing or experimenting with, you are born in the state or you get a driver's license in the state, you are registered to vote, period, end of story. You don't have to vote, but you are registered to vote. In Rhode Island, we still have these rules that you have to register 3 months before an election, which is just a really arcane situation where we discriminate against young and first-time voters who aren't thinking about an election 3 months before November, and so don't register to vote and then are prevented from voting the day of. So I think that that's going to stop being an obstacle. I think the period of time that we spend on voting is going to change. I don't think election day is going to stay a thing. I think we're going to have election week or election month or election 2 weeks. I think we're going to have a range of dates to vote. I think early voting is going to sort of transition into you have a certain period of time to actually vote. And I think all of these changes are going to occur because voting and participating in our political system is a really big problem in the United States and in Rhode Island especially. So in 2014, our 2014 elections, we had 17% of 18 to 30-year-olds vote, which obviously is a tiny minority, and less than 50% of eligible voters cast a ballot of all ages. And so this is, I mean, these changes that I'm throwing out there aren't just, oh, this would be cool. It's, these are the actions that we're going to start taking. I think civic education is going to be a piece. This is why I do the work I do. I think civic education is going to become a mandated piece of what we do in high schools and middle schools. And I think, you know, partly because of the work that I do with Generation Citizen, but also because I see what other school districts and educators are moving to, and independently of us, I think civics is going to change from memorizing the three branches of government and the number of amendments in the Constitution to a much more action-based form of education. We call it a civic lab. So just like you learn chemistry by doing experiments, we're going to start learning civics by doing civic experiments. And then I think we're going to lower the voting age to 16. I think that this is something that's happening in a couple communities right now in 2015. It's two communities in Maryland, San Francisco is talking about it. I think that we are going to keep on lowering the voting age because I think that if the voting age is at 16, then to go hand in hand with this civic education piece and to go into hand in hand with this automatic registration piece, we're going to really be removing, not just removing barriers to voting, but utilizing our education system to actively promote political participation. And so my vision for civic participation in 2050 would be the first time students vote, not only do they do it while they're at 16, they have weeks beforehand to do a civic curriculum around this is who's running, these are who your local elected officials are, this is how, you know, voting actually works, this is the effect that it has, this is the positions they stand on, this are all of these things. And so we can actually lay a concrete groundwork for the type of research and preparation that we should all take before we cast a ballot. And I think that we can turn high schools into sort of the place where that happens.